This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning, everyone. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Authorities are investigating after a woman's body was found outside a Missoula hospital. Sergeant Colin Rose says the 53-year-old woman was a transient who had been living in the area for about a month. The Missoula County Coroner's Office identified her yesterday as Ruth Castro of Seattle. Officers went to the hospital Saturday after a report that the woman was found unresponsive on an outdoor patio. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The Missoulian reports details surrounding her death have not yet been released. Authorities say an Amtrak train crashed into a pickup at a crossing near Kremlin, killing one person and injuring two others. The Havre Daily News reports the Empire Builder train was headed east when it hit the truck yesterday afternoon on a dirt road west of Kremlin that heads north from U.S. Highway 2. The train was delayed for about 2 hours. Amtrak spokesman Mark Magliari tells the Great Falls Tribune none of the 108 people on the train was injured. Investigators have not released the names of the people in the truck. CenturyLink updated state regulators this week on their work plan to improve phone and internet service in areas that had prompted a lawsuit. Corin Cates Carney reports.
In August, Montana's Public Service Commission agreed to drop a lawsuit against CenturyLink after the company agreed to fix chronic phone service problems in Weibo and Wolf Creek. The agreement also allows the company to accept nearly $91 million from the Federal Communications Commission over the next 6 years to build up rural Montana's access to broadband. CenturyLink's Jason Muthart says fixing service problems in Weibo is a priority.
Weibo, I expect to be done probably by, you know, Labor Day next year. And I would suspect then that following spring will probably be Wolf Creek.
The company will prioritize the Cascade and Missouri River Canyon areas for broadband development. CenturyLink will continue to provide the commission with updates like the one today as cable repair and expansion continues in the coming years. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A federal judge has rejected a call for sanctions against the founder of a Montana resort for the ultra-rich after he refused a jailhouse deposition. Attorney Paul Brain said U.S. District Judge Richard Jones ruled against the sanctions for his client, former billionaire Tim Blixeth, during yesterday's hearing. Blixeth has been in the Cascade County Jail since April. That's when he was found in contempt of court for not turning over details of a resort property in Mexico sold in defiance of a court order. Creditors for Montana's Yellowstone Club had sought more than $31,000 in legal expenses from Blixeth. They said Blixeth refused to leave his Montana jail cell to answer questions about a lawsuit involving his wife. Governor Steve Bullock has asked federal environmental regulators to reverse a 2013 designation that areas around the city of Billings were out of compliance with air pollution standards. The Democrat said yesterday that a portion of Yellowstone County near Billings has since come into compliance with federal rules concerning sulfur dioxide. Winter travel into Yellowstone National Park is scheduled to open this morning thanks to recent snowstorms. The Billings Gazette reports that visitors will be able to travel the park's interior roads from the northwest and south entrances on commercially guided snowmobiles and snow coaches starting at 8 a.m. today. Travel through the park's east entrance over Sylvan Pass is scheduled to begin December 22nd. A White Sulphur Springs man has pleaded not guilty to raping an 8-year-old girl 28 years ago. New DNA evidence linked Ronald Dwight Tipton to the 1987 rape, a crime for which Jimmy Ray Bromgard spent 15 years in prison. Bromgard was exonerated and freed in 2002. Authorities say DNA taken from Tipton earlier this year after he was arrested on a separate charge matched evidence from the rape. The Billings Gazette reports the 55-year-old Tipton appeared yesterday in Yellowstone County District Court. His attorney, Robert Stevens, says the case will be difficult because of the amount of time that's passed. Stevens says questions include Tipton's right to due process and a speedy trial. Tipton has told investigators he doesn't remember raping anyone in 1987. A broken water main has prompted the Frenchtown School District to cancel its junior and high school classes for the rest of this week. Kindergarten through sixth grade classes were not affected and resumes this morning. Frenchtown Superintendent Randy Klein says the mess was discovered by a teacher Sunday morning.
The worst thing that I've seen, and I've been in schools for 37 years, the entire main floor of the original high school was covered in water. Both gym floors, the high school gym floor and the junior high gym floor, were covered with water. And water had traveled down in the commons area, the main floor of the junior high, and into the junior high offices.
A preliminary investigation suggests a bolt securing a pipe clamp broke, which led to a chain reaction failure. Klein estimates it'll cost at least $100,000 to replace just one gym floor, but both gym floors may have to be replaced. The final damage assessment is far from complete. The district's winter break was slated to start next Monday. Classes will resume January 3rd. Klein predicts the junior and senior high schools will be working around this problem right into summer break. On a year-end press tour that he said is not a campaign swing, Governor Steve Bullock yesterday downplayed conflicts with Lieutenant Governor Angela McLean that led to her resigning and taking a position with the Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education. Bullock spoke with Montana Public Radio News Director Eric Whitney.
Should people in Montana be concerned that you're looking for your third lieutenant governor in 4 years?
I don't think so. I mean, it's hard to fault John Walsh for taking a U.S. Senate appointment and then ultimately running for the Senate. But I can't fault the Lieutenant Governor McLean, as this is a job, it'll be a great job in her wheelhouse.
After internal emails were released to MTN News, Governor Bullock Friday acknowledged difficulties he and his staff had working with McLean, leading to her being isolated from communications and decision-making in October. Bullock said he expects to announce a new lieutenant governor by, quote, the end of the holidays. When a jail opened in the Montana town of Hardin in mid-2007, it was expected to help revive the town's economy and add more than 100 jobs. But the Billings Gazette reports that the $27 million jail sat empty for 7 years with no contract to fill its cells. State officials opted not to house inmates there, and the Montana Attorney General initially said the jail couldn't hold out-of-state inmates either. A Helena District Court judge later overturned the Attorney General's opinion. New management and a federal contact came in late 2014, and the jail had as many as 250 inmates at its peak. But the contract collapsed, and the population has dwindled to 9 by November of this year. Meanwhile, Montana County jails are facing overcrowding. Thanks for listening. I'm Edward O'Brien.